Coast community. I'm located on the corner of Tanner Highway and Southeast Central Parkway here in Stuart in the four-story United Way building. I'm Attorney David Walker, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, and I'm available at 772-286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
And so tonight, what I want to talk to you about, what I've entitled in our Sovereign God series, is When the Cloud Moves. Okay, when the cloud moves. Now, this might be from a perspective that you might not think about initially when you think about the cloud. We're going to take a look into the book of Exodus, chapter number 14. Now, in light of the events that have taken place over this past week, many people, well, let me rewind a bit further. Back in 2001, when there was the planes that flew into the World Trade Center and all that destruction and that, you know, not only were many lives lost, but the psyche of many people changed. And you had people that swore they would never go up in a tall building again. They would never ride on another plane. I mean, a handful of mad, crazy, demonically motivated men changed the psyche of almost a whole nation. You know, people still flying that, but now people, if they're not numbed to certain things, they're afraid. There are people that are living in fear. Do you know that's one of the major strategies of the enemy? His doorway into your life is fear. Write it down. The doorway of the enemy into your life is fear. Unbelief is a result of fear. Worry, anxiety, stress and distress. You know, like I know, the enemy, if not one form or another, he tries inroads into your life through fear. Fear of sickness. You know, have you noticed commercials today? We talk about the prince of the power of the air. Advertisement today. Look, Walgreens and CVS on every other corner. Pharmaceuticals. You know, and, you know, if you dig into that whole corporation, pharmaceuticals and that, it's real crooked. It doesn't have your health in mind. It has your pocketbook in mind. Amen. And I'm convinced of this, and this is not one of those theories, one of those, you know, what do they call them? Conspiracy theories, that a lot of these corporations are just downright crooked. And so having your pocketbook in mind, and especially for, I'm not just singling out elderly people, but they target the innocent, the ones that are least, that have the least defense. And so they try to promote fear. Have you noticed the stuff they want to give you to stop your finger from hurting will cause you to go blind? It'll stop constipation, but, you know, you won't have any feeling in your head, and you won't be able to hear anymore. I couldn't resist that one. Have you noticed that? I mean, why take something? Help us, Jesus. That will supposedly relieve one symptom, and they say you could die from it, along with all other stuff. But it's the enemy, and he floods it. It's a flood, constant barrage of just this stuff. You know, one verse in the scripture that I'm reminded of, I think it was Asa. I was reading this one day and it stood out so in my spirit. The Lord was angry with Asa because he sought unto the physicians and not unto the Lord. I've got, you know, nothing against good doctors. There are honest doctors out there, people that genuinely want to help. They're practicing medicine to help. But I believe along with that, you can't just depend on that. Even your medication. You got to first depend upon the Lord. Come on, let's keep the main thing the main thing. The enemy's out to divert us. If he can't get you out altogether, he says, God hath not surely said. And it gets you to wavering and being uncertain. Amen. This is the spiritual warfare. So when the cloud moves, I want to take a look at something here and educate us a little bit on what I believe is a very, very prophetic moment. And as a matter of fact, we're going to release some things here tonight. Is that all right? I want to release some things here tonight, amen, to go before you, to go with you, to give you that assurance. As the song says, God is in control. I believe with all my heart, every moment. So we don't have to be worried about and fearful. Tell someone, don't be scared of the dark.
Don't be scared of the dark.
Amen. Don't be scared of the rain. You know, every time it rains, here come another hurricane. You know, people still have their shutters up. I mean, it got so dark in our house. I said, let me get these things. The day after, when the sun came out, I said, these things going down. Amen. But, and you know, I understand, but some people are just out of fear. And if the enemy can lock you down in that, he can abuse and misuse and govern and take your authority and do what he wants to do. But here tonight, we're going to draw a line in the sand. Amen. Amen. No matter what is coming on the face of the planet, there's a church that's not going to be shaken. Amen. There's a people that's not going to stop doing what God has ordained and called them to do and stop being. Amen. God has called us to be a light in the midst of darkness. And the darker it gets, the bright, you can have a little old light. While it's a whole lot of light, you can't even see it. But turn all the lights out. The darker it gets, the brighter that light shines. Amen? The darker it gets, the brighter your light is going to shine. Amen. So, in Exodus chapter 14, write this down as the first point. God's instructions. God's instruction. Now here, God is instructing Israel, but here, use it as God instructing you. God always gives us instructions. You know, wonderful thing about the Lord and his relationship to us, his children, is even when I'm not real clear, you know, when I'm a little cloudy, God still has a way of navigating my life. Amen. Because he has my heart. He has your heart. He'll navigate your life even when you don't know the way. Sometimes when you get a little disgusted, a little discouraged, a little down, God will still guide you. Amen. God will still lead you. Amen. Tell somebody right now, the Lord is leading me. Even when you don't see your way, God is still in control. He promised us. Tell somebody, I got a promise. He said he would never leave me, nor would he forsake me. Amen. He'd never leave me. He'd never forsake me. And then he promised, I'll never fail you. I'll never fail you. That's why we can sing that song. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Amen. When people fail you, when you fail yourself, God says, I won't fail you. I'll take your mess up and I'll make something out of it. I'll take your mix up. I'll make something out of it. Amen. I'll keep you on point. Amen. So God first will give you instruction. Let's look at this in Exodus chapter 14. And beginning at verse number 1, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel that they turn and encamp before Pihahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal-zephon, before it shall ye encamp by the sea. Now let me pause there for a moment. God was instructing them to encamp in a place where naturally everybody that was moving would have said, no, we ain't there. Let's keep moving. We don't want to encamp here. We don't want to stay here. You know, let's keep on moving. Let's keep it moving. But God on purpose instructed them to encamp in a certain place. Tell somebody right now, God's in control. It wasn't a comfortable place for them. It wasn't some place that they would have chosen to encamp. But the instruction, that's the important thing. Follow the instructions. Speak unto the children of Israel that they turn and encamp. And he showed them where. Then verse 3 says, God talking, he says, for Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. Let me tell you something. We don't often realize it in the moment, but sometimes God has you in a place of discomfort because he's wanting to deal with an enemy. I'll say that again. Sometimes it can be uncomfortable, you know, the commercial, awkward. You know, you can feel a certain way. But God has you there. Tell somebody, God's in control. God has you there because there's a bigger picture. Sometimes God will allow the chain to be rattled before he frees you from the chain. Let's look at this. God said, for Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land, the wilderness has shut them in. See, they would have... By every natural means, they should have kept going. But God said, no, turn and encamp here. Because Pharaoh's going to say something. Pharaoh's going to think something. And in verse 4 says, and I will harden Pharaoh's heart that he shall follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed. Thank you.